from the countryside. There's nothing else to do than play hockey.
He's a true martial artist and a spectacular fighter with no weaknesses.
Stiff jabs he's throwing out there. Never a doubt, St. Pierre.
GSP playing road hockey with the TriStar Gym boys. GSP, describe yourself as a hockey player. What's your style out there?
Well, I was a right wing. I used to play hockey when I was a kid. I was a right wing. I was all right, you know? I was not the best, but I was not the worst. I was okay.
But people would want to know, you know, your level of toughness because, I mean, obviously you make your living as a fighter now.
Yeah, but I was a tough guy, you know, but like I said, my heart was not into hockey, it wasn't into martial arts.
Okay, so everybody's talking to you about the next fight beyond this one. So I'm not going to bother asking you that question. I think I know what you would answer. So you ask me, pretend you're me and I'll pretend I'm you, and you ask me about Anderson Silva. Go ahead.
Perfect. Okay, I'm Michael Landsberg. Welcome to Off the Record. George. After we know that Anderson Silva will be in Montreal for your fight, are you thinking about fighting him next?
No,
what's gonna happen?
No, I'm not thinking about fighting anyone past this. I'm looking at Carlos Condit. He's a great fighter, that's what I'm focused on right now. So that's what you would have said, right, George?
But George, yeah, absolutely. But George, you have a knee. Yeah, you had a knee surgery not a long time ago. How do you think your knee will hold on into that fight? How do you think your knee will be? Is it 100%?
I have worked 19 months to get my knee back. It's 100%. I know that my knee is not going to be a problem. In fact, I have as much confidence in my injured knee as I do in my other knee.
But it's true, George, but listen, be realistic. It's been 19 months you haven't stepped into the octagon. Are you not afraid to be ring rust a little bit?
You know, I'm always afraid. I don't, when I fight, I always respect the opponent. I'm always nervous when I go into it. But, I've trained really hard. I'm a professional, and I believe that, I'm a better fighter now than I was 19 months ago.
Wow, you're pretty good, Michael. I gotta tell you, you're very good at mimicking me.
Okay,
myself,
and you're very good at mimicking me. So, Anderson Silva.
I don't have the language. The language barrier is very hard for me to speak as well as you. You know, you have a very very nice English. You speak like Shakespeare, and my English is kind of raw. You know, it's kind of with my accent, I have a hard time mimicking you. The other way around, you doing me, it's easier, I bet.
Yeah, my accent is better than your accent. So the Anderson Silva thing, was I right that's how you would have answered the question?
No, that was completely wrong. I would have answered it. The question is like, what? Anderson Silva is coming in Montreal? Oh my God, I'm dead. I'm completely dead. What am I going to do? Oh my God, I need some bodyguard to defend myself. That would be my answer.
Oh, this is too much fun. So let's talk about the answers that I gave and tell me if I'm correct. Your knee, it's been 19 months. You had anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction, which is
yes.
Major surgery. Are you 100% confident? I've had that surgery myself. And the toughest things is to believe that your knee will not give out.
The answer that you gave me was completely wrong. What I would have said is like, oh my God, I don't know. I think, I don't know. I'm going to ask the UFC if I'm allowed to wear a brace into that fight. Oh my God, I didn't think about that. I know Carlos will attack my leg, but I'm going to ask him to be fair in that fight and not doing it and fight like a man, only above the belt, like back in the day in boxing, like this, you know? So that would have been my answer.
So you...
And about the ring rust, I would have said, oh my God, it's true. I haven't think about it. I haven't stepped into the octagon for a long time. Wow, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to react. It's going to be, oh my God, I don't know. I might froze completely on the octagon. I might be completely frozen.
Okay,
I don't know what's going to happen.
So before we run out of time, why don't you ask yourself one more question and why don't you give yourself the answer?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth about all this. The truth is, my confidence as a martial artist comes from the fact of how I prepare myself. And I prepare myself the best I could be. I made the best training partner come all around the world to help me train for the fight, the best trainer. I did everything I could have done. There is no way I could be better than I am right now. And knowing this, and of course, I don't control the outcome, but knowing this, I slapped the odds all in my favor, and I'm going into that fight with a lot of confidence.
You know what? And people have confidence in you. The UFC needs you. They need GSP to once again be pound for pound the guy in the world. It's UFC 154 Saturday in Montreal. And I got to say, George, this was an all-time interview. Merci beaucoup, Monsieur GGSP. I call you GGSP because you are the great George St. Pierre.
Now I can mimic you speaking French. Merci beaucoup, GSP. I'm Michael Landsberg. Thank you very much, Michael. Thank you.